This is a program that's based on a political agenda and not on any fact or science. It's been promoted by the Humane Society of the United States, which we all know is not a fan of U.S. cattle producers. But unfortunately, now they're kind of taking out their agenda on our servicemen and women who need that protein to be able to actively defend our country and do their jobs. And so that's why we want to make sure that we're getting ahead of these programs and protect them from any sort of political agenda. And we saw success last week when Congressman Adrian Smith from Nebraska introduced an amendment to the FY17 Defense Appropriations Bill that would prevent Meatless Mondays campaigns from ever being applied to U.S. military installations.
NCBA supports that legislation, and Woodall says they are now working with the Senate to hopefully see the same results.
We are currently working with the Senate to try to find an amendment strategy similar to what we saw in the House. The timing on that is a little less clear than where we were with the House right now, but there is a lot of motivation to try to do this and find a way to lock up our military installations and make sure that they can make choices based on their own rather than based on political agendas that are not based on sound science. And I think one of the things we need to do is make sure that every time a Meatless Monday campaign comes up, that we take full advantage of it to show the nutritional benefits of beef in a diet, and also to make sure people understand that we're just talking about the consumer having choice. We're not forcing them to eat beef every single day. That's not the request. What we're trying to do is just make sure that they can make a choice based upon all the real information out there and not the made-up information that we see from campaigns such as Meatless Mondays.